Recognize style, handspell style. She made an acknowledgement sign. Yes, 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 heard that before, must change. Can't change everything. No, but can try. The hand-spelling alphabets, with the fingertips brushing the palms and fingers of the recipient's hands, had originally been developed for people afflicted with both deafness and blindness. They had been adopted and adapted eagerly by Wormcam refugees. Hand-spelling communication, taking place inside cupped hands, was almost impossible to decipher by an observer. Almost, but not quite. Nothing was foolproof. And Bobby was always aware that Wormcam observers had the luxury of looking back into the past and rerunning anything they missed, as often as they liked, from whatever angle, in as tight a close-up as they chose. But there was no need for the refugees to make the lives of the snoops any easier than they had to. Bobby knew, from scraps of gossip and acquaintance, that 4712425 was a grandmother. She had retired from her profession a few years earlier and had no criminal record or experience of unwelcome surveillance activity or any other obvious reason to go underground, like, in fact, many of the refugees he had met during his years on the run. She just didn't want people looking at her. At last, 4712425 brought them to a door. With a silent gesture, their guide had Bobby and Kate stop here and adjust their shrouds and heat masks to ensure nothing of themselves was showing. The door opened, revealing only darkness. And then, in a final misdirection, 4712425 touched them both lightly and led them farther down the street. Bobby looked back and saw the door closing silently. 100 meters further on, they came to a second door, which opened to admit them into a well of darkness. Take it easy, step, 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 two more. In pitch darkness, 4712425 was guiding Bobby and Kate down a short staircase. He could sense the room before him from echoes and scent. It was large, the walls hard, plaster, painted over perhaps, with a sound-deadening carpet on the floor. There was a scent of food and hot drinks, and there were people here. He could smell their mixed scent, hear the soft rustle of their bodies as they moved around. I'm getting better at this, he thought. Another couple of years I won't need to use my eyes at all. They reached the base of the stairs. Single room, maybe 15 meters square. 4712425, hand-spelled now. Two doors off at the back, toilets, people here, 11, 12, 13, 14, all adults, windows opaqueable. That was a common ruse. Rooms which were kept dark continually were liable to become renowned as nests of refugees. Think okay, Kate spelled out now. Food here in beds, come on. She began to tug at her shroud, and then at the jumpsuit she was wearing beneath. With a sigh, Bobby began to follow suit. He handed his clothes one by one to 4712425, who added them to a rack he couldn't see. Then, naked, save for their heat masks, they joined hands once more and entered the group, all of them anonymous in their nudity. Bobby expected that he would even exchange his heat mask before the meeting was over, the further to confuse those who might choose to watch them. They were greeted. Hands, male and female, noticeably different in texture, fluttered at Bobby's face. At last, somebody picked him out. He had the holistic impression of a woman, 50-ish, shorter than he was, and her hands, small and clumsy, stroked his face, hands and wrists. Thus, touching in the darkness, the refugees tentatively explored each other. Recognition, sought with difficulty, confirmed with caution, even reluctance, was based not on names or faces or visual or audible labels, but on more intangible, subtler signs. The shape of a person in the dark before him, her scent, ineradicable and characteristic despite layers of dirt or the most vigorous washing, her firmness or weakness of touch, her modes of communication, her warmth or coolness, her style. At his first such encounter, Bobby had cowered, shrinking in the dark from every touch. But it was a far from unpleasant way to greet people. Presumably, Kate had diagnosed for him, all this non-verbal stuff, the touching and stroking, appealed to some deep animal level of the human personality.